As many of you might be aware, this past week was the anniversary of D-Day, and it made me think of my time in France back in about 2003. My friend Curtis and I were doing a whirlwind two-day tour of memorials dedicated to the memory of those who fought in the Great War and World War II. And we were in the village of, and I'm going to mispronounce it, Courcelles-sur-Mer. I mispronounced it. We were where the Juno Beach Center is located. And it was the summer that the center opened. We were hungry. It was mid-afternoon. And all the restaurants were closed. Restaurants in France, they close after lunch and they reopen again at dinner. So we're looking for a place to eat, and eventually we had to satisfy ourselves with a hot dog vendor who had a few picnic tables set up. So sitting down with a cold drink and a hot dog, we talked about the day and where we were heading next. And as we were there and eating and relaxing, we witnessed a family walk by, and they looked at the sign, and they did the same thing that we did when we first saw this place. They kept walking, looking for somewhere better to eat. And we looked at each other, and we both said, they'll be back, because nothing else was open. And sure enough, within 5 minutes, this family of four returned, and as they're looking at the menu again, and you could just see the despair in their kids' eyes. They were really tired of being dragged around by mom and dad. So I piped up, and I just let them know that the food wasn't that bad. And I could see the ears of the children perk up. Someone was speaking English to them. They decided that they would give it a shot, and they came in and they ordered their food, sat down at the bench next to us, and we introduced ourselves and asked them where they were from. Turns out they were from Ajax, and I was living in Pickering, so we had lots to talk about. But we often forget about how comfortable it is to hear words spoken in our own language. Visiting another country where English is not the primary language can sometimes be a jarring experience. Even visiting south of the border can be off-putting with some of the accents. I can remember the first time I heard a New York accent and how strange I found it, and I was only 20 minutes past the border. We can feel out of our element when we can't understand what is happening around us. And instances like this can cause fear and anxiety to well up within us. We go from confident individuals to people who are just a little bit unsure. And it can happen when you're traveling, and it can happen when you receive unexpected news. Suddenly, your world changes. A friend's mother died recently, and she shared the following quote: "In an instant, everything changed, and it was never the same again." And change can be troubling. It can be hard and life-altering. And while it may never be the same again, it does not mean that it has to be worse, or that suddenly we lose our ability to be happy. I want to key into those final words that Jesus speaks in the reading we had from John's Gospel this morning, a message where he's speaking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Of course, this is a curious passage to be using on Pentecost Sunday, because this passage in John probably happened about 53 days before Pentecost. Jesus is still alive. He and the disciples are in Jerusalem. And over the next couple of the days, the hearts of the disciples will be troubled. And they will be afraid, because Jesus will be arrested and he will be crucified. There will be plenty to fear. And so his words are apt. But Jesus tells them, "Do not fear. Do not allow your hearts to be troubled." Jesus knows what's about to happen. And Jesus knows about the promise of the Holy Spirit yet to come. Now, the Greek word that the Good News translation gives us, it's helper, is how it was translated for us when I read it today. But in the Greek, it is literally translated as the one who comes alongside. Now, I find that, and this is, when I say that I find, this is really my fault because I'm the one who gets up here every Sunday and does the preaching. But I find that the Holy Spirit often gets the short end of the stick when we think about God. When we write our liturgies and when our prayers are spoken. We think about God as our Creator, as Father. And we think about Jesus, His Son, and His earthly mission, the death on the cross, the resurrection. And when we pray, we honor God by using words like eternal, almighty, creator, gracious, and loving, among others. And when we finish praying, we offer the prayer in the name of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit, the one who comes alongside, often gets left out. And as I said earlier, that's probably more on me than it is on you. It's not that we forget about the third member of the Trinity. But we forget, sometimes, just how active God is. And how God is active and at work in the world through the person of the Holy Spirit. And we might often wonder, well, how does this Holy Spirit work? As if it were perhaps a machine or a computer that we could just flip on. The one who comes alongside, who does our bidding on our own schedule, on our own terms. When we need help, we should just turn and ask the Holy Spirit to assist us. As if it worked that way. It's not to say we shouldn't call upon God for aid in our tasks, but the Holy Spirit is already there with us, working alongside of us. And we look to that reply that Jesus gave to Philip. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive Him because it cannot see Him or know Him. But you know Him because He remains with you and as is in you. So the Holy Spirit is already alongside, giving us the aid and assistance that we require as we go about doing God's work in our communities. But we should also remember that in Acts, with the coming of the Holy Spirit shows up as tongues of fire and flame. It's the Holy Spirit which, after anointing Jesus at His baptism, drove Him out into the wilderness, where He spent 40 days and was tested. We often think of the Holy Spirit as gentle. It's often depicted as a dove. But the Holy Spirit has the ability to be fierce, to demand action where it's required. So the Spirit remains with you and is in you. It's constantly guiding us, constantly pushing, sometimes even prodding. Informing us about the way that God works in the world and how God would like us to act and behave in the world. And our task is to be open to the leading and the working of the Spirit. To be willing to receive the Spirit's guidance. To know it. To recognize it within the world. People often reflect, and I know I shared this sentiment a few weeks ago, that it sometimes seems as if God has either abandoned the world or that God allows terrible things to happen. What the coming of the Holy Spirit makes apparent is that God has not abandoned the world. Rather, God has infused those who believe with the Holy Spirit. And if we are willing to be open to the Spirit, when we see these terrible things, and we recognize that they simply can't stand, that they can't be allowed, that God has not abandoned the world. God has said, here is my Spirit, who will guide you and help you reach good decisions, who will help you understand the scriptures. And at the time that Jesus spoke that, he meant the Old Testament, because the New hadn't been written yet. So that you can better understand God's plan for creation. The Spirit comes and illuminates, helps us make sense of the world as we discern our place in it as God's people. And often, things don't make sense. And it is sometimes difficult to cut out the noise. Everything sounds foreign to us. And we can't tell if it's the voice of the world speaking to us or if it's the voice of God. And we wonder what to do, and we wonder who to trust. But if we stop and we take time to breathe, we can hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to us, reminding us to trust in God, and that all things will be revealed in time and make sense in time. But the reminder is to continue to trust and to listen for God's voice. Thanks be to God. Amen.